The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News Briefly for Tuesday, 31st of October. I'll be back, as usual, at 5 p.m. UK, that's midday Eastern, with the full podcast. Patreon supporters get the episodes as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Trying, once again, to find a format that works for YouTube for this show as well, so the programme will be going up there. Two, we'll start with news about Ford and the UAW coming to an agreement over future battery plants. The 56,000 workers at Ford under the UAW umbrella now have to ratify the deal, which includes a 26% wage raise on their base amount, but also to include any future battery factories for their electric vehicles at Ford to be brought under the umbrella of this new deal, which will last until April 30th, 2028. Ford says they're expanding the charging network with Tesla superchargers. Don't get excited. This is not them buying the V4s like BP did and adding and operating their own V4 superchargers. This is from 12,000 superchargers to 15,000 superchargers that will now be available from next year with the adapter from 25 when NACS is native on new Fords. Where these extra 3,000 came from, I don't know. I'm not sure why they weren't originally. Maybe they were the V2s or something, or for whatever reason they couldn't be included in the original deal, but between Tesla and Ford, they found a way of adding them into the deal. That's cool. The Chevy Equinox has got some pricing. Now, we know that the base model and the small battery won't ever make it to market, but launching early next year, we're going to have two models, which are the higher-end specs, more profitable specs as well. They'll be the 210-horsepower front-wheel drive, $49,000 version, and the all-wheel drive, 290-horsepower, $52,000 version. Chevy isn't elaborating on the features with the initial batch, probably a 3LT or a 3RS trim. And when they're talking about the eventual cheapest Equinox arriving, it won't be a 30 grand vehicle. It will be a $35,000 vehicle. That comes later in 2024, hopefully not 25, but add on the tax credit, which is then available at the dealer. You can transfer it to the dealership, so it's effectively cash on the hood. Then it is a $27,500 vehicle for 300 miles of range. Really, really impressive. Now, let's talk about the Volkswagen ID.7 Tourer. Now, that is the estate wagon shooting brake version of the ID.7 Saloon. They've gone with the name Tourer for this. It looks really cool. It's got 435 miles of range on a new bigger battery, a new 86 kilowatt hour battery pack, which is coming to that vehicle, which we haven't found on the MEB cars before now. Boot space huge, 545 litres, seats up, 1,714 litres, seats down. That car arrives next year. The saloon sedan version, the regular ID.7, arrives pre-Christmas in Europe and China. Porsche and Google announced they'll join forces for the infotainment systems inside future Porsche models. That's Google Maps Assistant, the Play Store, and all the other Google stuff. So Android Automotive, in the way that Volvo and Polestar do it. But Porsche will still have their own infotainment system, and Android will sit underneath of it, but it'll be Porsche branded. I can't wait to see that implementation. VW's CARIAD software division looks like they're still battling issues and to cut 2,000 jobs over the next 2 years, which will delay software 1.2, will delay software 2.0, and that is essential for the future Porsche Macan, future VW Q6 and so many, sorry, the Audi Q6 and so many more as well. Now, the Skoda Enyaq is going to be renewed for a 2028 model year on the SSE platform. But again, that's a vehicle that relies on the software being ready. And finally, the Zeekr 001 FR. That is the honestly slightly bonkers quad-motored 800 volt, 13 brake horsepower car coming from Zeekr. 0 to 100 kph, 62 miles an hour in 2.02 seconds, but it costs 105 grand.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.